As we spring forward and gladly start to say goodbye to winter 2014, Nikki Nellis is here. Nikki Nellis of The List, areyouonit.com. And she's here to give us some great ideas and options for fun places to eat and drink. So it's always fun to talk to you. Breakfast for dinner. You've got some ideas.
Idea. So the guys over at 1905, they're turning their Tuesdays upside down, excuse me, and offering a lot of breakfast options for dinner. I think this is so much fun. Everybody used to love this when they're little. So they'll have things like chicken and waffles or a seasonal frittata, and they'll even have bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, just like brunch on a Sunday, except now you can do it on Tuesday nights at 1905.
I love it. I love it. What about, okay, so I know you have some ideas also for night owls.
Right. So a lot of restaurants now are offering these late night options. I mean, D.C. is not the sleepy little town anymore, closing up at 10 o'clock. So you never have to go to bed hungry because B2 is now doing midnight snacks. They're doing like prosciutto waffles or mussels or even baby back ribs. This is Chef Bart Vandala's B2's late night menu. Of course, there are beer, wine and drink specials, and they're all inexpensive. He's calling them like cheap eats at late night. So the prices range from $5 to $25. And it goes, the menu is a special and it goes from 10 to midnight on weekdays, but to 1 a.m. on weekends.
Wow. Eating at 1 a.m. I know it's a pretty standard routine in a lot of places. Cities, big cities, New York.
Don't knock it till you try it. I'm all about it.
I hear it. Some people are like, oh, I got to eat dinner by 6 o'clock or else. Forget that.
No. You have dinner first and then you go play and then you have late night eats.
Oh, all right. That makes sense. What about this Elixir of Love cocktail competition?
I know. So this is coming up on Wednesday, March 12th. DC's top mixologists. We're talking people from Founding Farmers, the Satellite Room, the Gibson, Room 11, Osteria Marini, the W Hotel. They are all competing to make an Elixir of Love. This is in celebration of the Washington National Opera's Elixir of Love performance at the Kennedy Center on March 20th. So they're all going to make their cocktails and then you get to vote on them. So it should be a really fun event.
That does sound like fun. And now I know there's another one, some sort of tequila festival.
Yeah, so tomorrow...
That could be dangerous.
Right. No, this is so much fun. So tomorrow, March 10th, it kicks off the Oyamel Cochina Mexicana's 7th annual Tequila and Mezcal Festival. They do this every year. So tomorrow's the big kickoff. There'll be tons of tastes and little treats. You know, this is Jose Andres' restaurant, so you know the food is going to be spectacular, but they'll have a whole assortment of tequilas and mezcals. And actually, over the next 2 weeks, there'll be tons of events with tastings, a dinner, special cocktails, specialty menus. I mean, lots of ways. If you're not a tequila or mezcal fan, this is the time to find out more about it because you'll really get terrific education and excellent taste.
But you don't have to drink the worm, right?
No. I think that's like something you do in college.
Okay.
In fact, I think if you went into Oyamel and said something about the worm, they would look at you.
Why do they put the worm in there then?
I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
The good tequila doesn't have a worm in it. Let me put it to you that way.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good to know. All right. Well, it sounds like a blast. Nikki Nellis of The List, areyouonit.com. It's always great to have you.
Always good to be in studio.